Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a road in Bridgend remains closed this evening following an earlier crash. A woman has been charged with murder after a man's body was recovered from the water just off Slieve League in July. Searches are continuing for a teenager missing from Burnfoot, and concerns being expressed by a local mother after she saw a man appear to watch her three-year-old daughter at the new skating facility at the town park in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news though, a road in Bridgend remains closed off this evening following a crash earlier. Gardaí and emergency services remain at the scene of the collision at Carrey, just off the Derry Letterkenny Road. Local diversions are in place. Gardaí say no further information is available at this time. A woman has been charged with murder after a man's body was recovered from the water just off Slieve League. The body of Robert Wilkin, who was from Northern Ireland, was discovered on the 3rd of July. Chloe St John has more.
At a special sitting of Letterkenny District Court today, the court was told that when the accused 21-year-old Nikita Burns of Bundoran West End Accommodation was charged with murder last night, she responded by saying, "I didn't do it." No application for bail was made and she was remanded in custody to appear again next week. Meanwhile, a 38-year-old man's previously been remanded in custody, also accused of murder.
Searches are continuing for a teenager missing from Burnfoot. 15-year-old Stephen Boyle was last seen on Tuesday last. He's described as being approximately 5'6" in height, of a medium build, with fair reddish hair and blue eyes. It's unknown what Stephen was wearing when he went missing. Gardaí say they are concerned for his welfare and are appealing to anyone with information on Stephen's whereabouts to contact them. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's aware of the death of an Irish man on the Spanish island of Ibiza. A 34-year-old man was found unresponsive at a hotel in the San Antonio area of the island, according to the Irish Independent. Emergency responders were called to the scene yesterday afternoon and the man was later pronounced dead. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's aware of the case and is providing consular assistance. Concerns being expressed by a local mother after she saw a man appear to watch her three-year-old daughter at the new skating facility at the town park in Letterkenny. On today's 9 till noon show, Marty outlined how she saw a man acting suspiciously, and when she went to investigate, she found him hurriedly adjusting his trousers in a spot where he could see the skate park. She says she is in no doubt as to what was happening.
Our three-year-old was happy out, getting to grips with skidding about the skate park. Then after a while, it got a bit quieter. It was quite showery that day, but it got a bit quieter. And we both noticed, myself and my husband, this man come in the main entrance of the skate park. And he went out towards the United Nations sort of memorial garden then. 10 minutes later then, it was just us left in the play park. So again, my husband, me and my two kids. I said, "I'm going up for a wee walk." And then literally I just veered off with the pram and towards the United Nations Memorial Garden. And that's when this man sort of jumped to the height of himself and he started to adjust the front of his trousers and he scarpered pretty quick. He literally, like, he couldn't have walked fast enough. And it was the man that we had seen about 10 minutes earlier that we had both noticed. And I knew exactly what he was doing. You know, there was no reason for him to be there. He would have been watching them. He was just kind of standing behind the wall. There is toilets at the start of the Letterkenny Town Park, for everybody who knows it. Where he was, you know, if he wanted, he could have went anywhere else around there. And he would have been so discreet. This wasn't using the bathroom. This was giving him access to the skate park, you know. And he wasn't expecting me to leave the skate park that suddenly. So I literally caught him, you know.
The finance minister says planned excise duty increases due on Friday are locked in. Michael McGrath says the cuts had come at a cost of nearly €1 billion in reduced excise receipts. Friday's hikes mean there will be an extra 7 cent on every litre of petrol and 5 cent on diesel. Minister McGrath says there will be no deferral of increases and more are expected in October.
The change on the 1st of September is locked in because that is a decision that government has made and your office has legislated. So that change will take place. But of course, in the same way that when excise was reduced, it took a while for that to feed through the prices at the forecourts, the same should apply when excise is being increased.
Well, the Rural Independent TDs are calling on the government to scrap the planned excise duty increases. Marty McGrath says these increases are just plain wrong.
It's a mean, savage, dirty tree, slimy take-back of temporary relief that we had. It just goes to show the government, this government, are in bed with big companies, big business, and the head of it, the Dina Oga and the ordinary people, they don't have any time for them.
The Irish Hotel Federation president in Donegal is urging the government to differentiate between urban and rural hotels. Paul Dibber is urging the government not to completely scrap the lower VAT rate for hospitality. It's due to rise from 9% to 13.5% from next week after three extensions, with hoteliers, publicans and restaurateurs saying jobs and entire businesses are at stake. Mr. Dibber believes reports of exorbitant prices in Dublin are prompting the increase, but says that's not happening in Donegal.
I think there's nearly two different industries. Hotels and cities can charge whatever they want. They have the demand. Hotels in rural Ireland, the majority of them are all family-owned, and they certainly can't go increasing prices like that. They just simply wouldn't get away with it. I think, yes, the conversation has to be had, maybe about city versus rural Ireland. And also, I think it's a given at this stage that the VAT rate is going to go up on the accommodation. I'd still be hopeful, that the government might listen to us and might take heed of the amount of job losses that there'll be if they put the VAT back up on food as well. It wasn't a great summer. We all know what the weather was like, but there are a lot of positives. The Wide Atlantic Way is still doing it's bringing a lot of domestic visitors to Donegal, and that's working very well. Every business in the county has the same challenges. Here in the Sandhurst, our electricity bill is three times what it was 3 years ago, and that's just not sustainable. Speaking just to hotels over the last couple of weeks, and restaurants indeed, and pubs, and a lot of them are certainly going to close Mondays and Tuesdays. A lot of them are going to reduce the food offerings that they're going to do for us here in the Santos. If the VAT rate goes back up on food, we'll probably have to stop doing Sunday lunch, because we're just not able to offer value for money with what we'll have to charge. Businesses just can't afford to cushion any more of these costs. It's going to have to be passed on to the consumer. That's making us, a very, very expensive industry. I suppose the one thing here in Donegal is we've always got credit for value for money, and that's right across restaurants, pubs, hotels, every single thing. And that's very hard to get, and once you have a name for that, we don't want to lose it.
Britain's Transport Secretary has ordered an independent review into the meltdown of the UK's air traffic control system. Thousands of passengers are still stranded around the world. In Ireland, 20 flights were cancelled to and from Dublin Airport today. Ryanair says it is working to have a normal schedule operating from tomorrow. Group CEO Michael O'Leary says the UK outage is unacceptable.
We have been in contact with UK NATS. We still haven't had an explanation from them what exactly caused this failure yesterday and where were their backup systems. It's not acceptable that UK NATS simply allow their computer systems to be taken down.
Midlands North West MEP Colin Markey has criticised the decision of the Electoral Commission not to factor the proposed extra European Parliament seat for Ireland into its review of constituency boundaries. The Department of Local Government has confirmed that the report due out tomorrow will be based on the existing 13-seat allocation rather than the proposed new allocation of 14 seats. Mr Markey, who represents the EU Midlands North West constituency, said the Commission should have considered all options.
Well, based on our population increase, the indication is that Ireland is entitled to an extra seat at the European Parliament. Now, that has been agreed by Council, and it's a requirement based on the population in Ireland. The question is where that seat is going to go, and we would have been on the understanding that this decision would have been made as part of the Electoral Commission review that's due to be published on Wednesday. But we're now told that it won't be agreed at that, because it's still subject to a ratification in the European Parliament. Now, there's every indication this is going to happen at European Parliament level, so there's really no reason to delay. And what we would have liked to see them do was to make a proposal based on a subject to basis. You have to bear in mind that the European elections are only 9 months away, and I think there's a need for clarity as to where this extra seat would go. And we'd be asking them, or if they're not going to include it on Wednesday, at least at the earliest opportunity, to come forward with a report indicating as to where the seat would go, so people can make plans on the basis of that.
And Colm, are you hopeful that the Commission will reconsider? Do you think it's possible?
Well, I think they'll be duty bound to allocate the seat somewhere in Ireland over the in the next couple of months. The point is, the sooner they decide where that seat is going, the better it indicates where people, where, if you like, both the electorate and, if you like, the people who are standing for election to know what's going to happen. And I think that clarity is needed at this stage.
Drivers in Donegal are being urged to be mindful that schools have reopened. Gardaí are warning motorists to be aware of children close to drop-off areas at schools. Garda Sean Sweeney is urging parents to also make children aware of the dangers.
This week, after the summer break, we're asking drivers to please be mindful of the fact that schools are reopened. So when travelling, slow down in areas where bus collection and drop-offs are occurring and in the general area of the schools themselves. Expect the unexpected and be prepared to stop suddenly and leave additional travel time with the extra traffic on the roads. So ask people, please don't park in an illegal manner while doing school runs. Don't block driveways or park on footpaths, as this may restrict emergency access or force others to venture out onto the road, which could be very dangerous. We'll ask the parents to speak to their children about safety on the road, and there's some very helpful resources available at www.rsa.ie.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are also reminding motorists how lives can sadly be wiped out in an instant on the roads. It's after a number of drivers were detected speeding by the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit yesterday. Two of the motorists who were stopped for speeding offences were arrested after they subsequently failed a roadside drug test, with both testing positive for cannabis. One of them was also found to be in possession of a small quantity of suspected cannabis. Gardaí are urging drivers to slow down and never drive under the influence of drink or drugs. They're warning to not let lives be lost because of a poor decision. RTE hopes to regularly publish a register of its staff and contractors' interests. It follows controversy over the summer over the level of external contracts the highest pay presenters at the broadcaster may have. They will have to get permission before agreeing to any external public speaking or brand ambassador agreements. Media Minister Catherine Martin says as much as possible will be published.
If it's GDPR reasons, then it's GDPR reasons. We can't prevent that from happening, but it want to be like absolutely, definitely for those reasons. Otherwise, because we want as much transparency as possible, that's what's absolutely needed on foot of this controversy.
Gear your club up for the season with a great range of footballs and training equipment from names like O'Neill's, Murphy's, Precision and Mitre at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of sport on Highland Radio. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in Sport Night with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the FAI board will decide today if Vera Pauw is to be given a new contract. The Republic of Ireland senior women's manager has been out of contract since their World Cup campaign came to an end. Director of football at the FAI, Mark Canman, conducted a review into the campaign, which has been presented to the board. Elsewhere, holders Shelburne, they'll be drawn at home against DLR Waves in the quarterfinals of the Sports Direct Women's FAI Cup. Last year's beaten finalists Athlone Town, they'll play league leaders Piemont United. Bohemians, they're set to meet Sligo Rovers, while Shamrock Rovers, they'll go to Cork City. All four ties will take place in the week ending September the 17th. Cross Channel, Fulham hosting Spurs is the pick of this evening's second round EFL Cup games. Spurs could make a number of changes from their Premier League win over Bournemouth at the weekend, but new manager Ange Postecoglou says he won't change his main objective though.
It's a cup competition. We know it's, we've got to go out there and win, and we just go out there and try and win because I love winning, and that'll be the message.
Elsewhere, Luton entertain Gillingham. Crystal Palace, they travel to Plymouth Argyle. Wolves entertain Blackpool. Brentford, they go to Newport County. And Tranmere, they're up against Leicester, who are the championship leaders. Those games all kick off at 7:45. At 7:30, Bournemouth, they're away to Swansea. At 8 o'clock, Salford City, they host Leeds United. There's 17 ties in total down for decision tonight. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's just a one game down for decision. Glentoran, they're up against Crusaders. Crusaders are in second spot. They can go top with a victory tonight. In other news, Cross Channel, Chelsea striker Romelu Lukaku is edging closer to exiting the club. The Belgian, who cost £97 million 2 years ago, is in Italy with a season-long loan to join Jose Mourinho's Roma, nearly agreed. England winger Callum Hudson-Odoi and Spain international Marc Cucurella, they could also leave Stamford Bridge in the next few days. And Everton have signed Portuguese striker Beto from Udinese. He's joined the Merseysiders for a fee reportedly worth up to £30 million. He's penned a four-year deal at Goodison Park. And it's been reported that Wolves midfielder Matias Nunes has gone on strike. That's in order to force through a move to Manchester City. He'll be fined by Wanderers for missing training, but the Premier League champions City had a £47 million bid turned down last week. Meanwhile, England women's Ella Toon says she can't believe Luis Rubiales hasn't resigned from his position as Spain's Football Federation president. He's been asked to step down following his behaviour in the Women's World Cup final by the nation's government. The Spanish FA's also withdrawn its support. In golf, United States Ryder Cup captain Zach Johnson has selected Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas among his wildcard picks for the contest in Rome next month. Other major winners Jordan Spieth and Colin Morikawa, they've also been chosen alongside Sam Burns and Ricky Fowler. They'll join Scotty Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa and Xander Schauffele in the side that will take on Europe later on in September. And in tennis, Wimbledon finalist Ons Jabeur is just getting her US Open campaign underway. She's taking on Colombian Camila Osorio. It's currently 4-4 in the first set, while this evening third seed and local favourite Jessica Pegula takes on Camille Giorgi. And in the men's draw, Andy Murray, he takes on Corentin Moutet of France. That's on later on this evening. And third seed Alexander Zverev, he faces Attila Balza. All that's happening later. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news. Funeral arrangements for the four victims of last week's crash in Clonmel in County Tipperary have been announced. Nicole Murphy will be laid to rest this Thursday following Mass in St John the Baptist Church Kilcash at 12 o'clock. A joint funeral Mass for Grace and Luke McSweeney will take place at 11:30 on Friday morning in St Peter and Paul's Church Clonmel. Zoe Coffey's funeral will also be held in St Peter's and St Paul's at 11:30 on Saturday. Tributes continue to be paid to the four young people who died in the single vehicle collision last Friday night. Gardaí and West Donegal are appealing for information in relation to the theft from a car in Burtonport in the early hours of last Friday morning. At around 11:30, a handbag with some cash inside was taken from the car, which was parked in the driveway of a home in the Ancoil estate. It's believed it was unlocked at the time. Gardaí are asking any residents who saw anything or who may have CCTV footage to contact them. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Buncrana are seeking information about a criminal damage incident in which a van had its window broken outside a house in Millfield Grove on Saturday night or Sunday morning. There was a golf club lying beside the white Citroen Berlingo. Gardaí say no entry was gained into the van and nothing was taken. Dairy farmers in Donegal have suffered a large drop in milk revenue this year. According to the Irish Creamery Milk Association, dairy farmers' revenue in Donegal is down €27 million so far this year when compared to 2022. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The ICMSA has warned that a €2 billion loss for dairy farmers in turn has reduced spending in rural communities and will subsequently have a very serious impact not only on the dairy farmers themselves but on the wider rural economy in 2023 and well into 2024. In Donegal, milk revenue to date this year is just over €46 million. That's down 36% on last year's total of €73 million. A detailed analysis carried out by ICMSA of the 26 counties to establish the reduction in revenues earned by dairy farmers over the past 2 years has revealed dramatic drops in milk values. Almost €2 billion less is expected to be paid to dairy farmers in 2023 versus 2022. Pat McCormick, president of ICMSA, says that's an astounding amount to lose from the rural economy.
Gardaí and Donegal have repeated their warning of scams which are doing the rounds, with particular concern being expressed by two in particular, both of which have been reported before. One involves a text wrongly telling the recipient they are facing potential child exploitation charges. The other involves claims that an eFlow payment is outstanding. Garda Sean Sweeney has more details.
These are some that have come to our attention here recently, which are either new or doing the rounds again. So the first is an email purporting to be from the DPP's office and has attachment with the Irish flag, Europol and EU logos. The email attachment is in the form of a letter, so it's accusing you of visiting sites in relation to child exploitation and that you're going to be prosecuted for child pornography, cyber pornography, sex trafficking and viewing photos and videos of sexual nature. The letter states you have 72 hours to respond with your version of the facts, accompanied by an identity document to fix your level of responsibility, which could avoid criminal prosecution. So one of the emails that they ask you to respond to is garda-protection-of-minors@ministryofjustice-uk.eu, which would never be a guard. So we ask you never send a copy of any identity document to an unknown email that contacts you out of the blue. Use official sites or emails for any communication, and only then if you've typed in the address as opposed to clicking on a link. If you have any doubts, please ring your local station and ask for advice.
eFlow.
Yeah, so it's another scam that's prominent right now. So this is an eFlow smishing text. So a smishing scam, which is they use text messages to try and obtain your personal details. So in this scam, you receive the text that states you have outstanding charges from eFlow, which must be paid immediately to avoid prosecution. This text will contain a link, which when clicked will take you to a page which looks exactly like the eFlow web page, and you're asked to enter your card details. The scammer will then make charges to your card and bank account. So again, never click on any link in a text. If you believe you have a charge, then navigate to the eFlow website, inputting the proper link into a search engine.
Into your inviting parents, grandparents, guardians, teachers and all those concerned to a meeting in Letterkenny tonight to discuss the new sex education content to be taught in school curriculums. Local A2 representative Mary T. Sweeney says they believe in a teaching model based on fact, but the changes being planned at the moment are more based on ideology. A2 leader Padraig Tobin will be one of the speakers at tonight's meeting in the Mount Errigal Hotel, with Mary T. Sweeney saying it's important that people make their views known and send a clear message to government.
The RSE and the SPHE and the introduction of teaching elements of pornography and that and bringing it into the classroom really concerns an awful lot of parents. And it's a lack of knowledge about what exactly is going to be taught in relation to the sex education and in what exactly is it going to cover. It's been left so vague and there's no books on the syllabus that you can go into the bookshop and pick it up like you could a geography book or a history book.
What do Enthu believe needs to happen?
Openness and accountability and consultation with parents. And a lot of the concerns I'm getting are coming from teachers that are really intimidated and afraid to speak out about this. There's concern there. We want openness and accountability to see exactly what is this curriculum going to look like.
Padraig Tobin has raised this on the floor of the Dáil. There hasn't been any commitment from government that changes will be made. Do you believe that meetings like the meeting tonight in Letterkenny can demonstrate a level of public support that perhaps the department and the government don't recognise or don't realise is there?
I totally agree. It's extremely important that the hall is packed tonight. Parents are so busy and it's difficult to make that commitment to come out again at night after a day's work. But we really do need people to make that effort and come out, because we want to have clarity about what's going to happen. We want consultation with parents. There's going to be no regulation about who teaches what. Is it going to be the same in every school? Is it going to be external facilitators coming in? You know, nobody can answer these questions that people are asking.
With an eye mix of cloud and clear spells with scattered showers, lowest temperatures of 9 or 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, a road in Bridgend remains closed off following an earlier crash. Gardaí and emergency services remain at the scene of the collision at Carraway, just off the Derry Letterkenny Road. A woman has been charged today with murder after a man's body was recovered from the water just off Slieve League. The body of Robert Wilkin, who was from Northern Ireland, was discovered on the 3rd of July. Searches are continuing for a teenager missing from Burnfoot. 15-year-old Stephen Boyd was last seen on Tuesday last. And the Irish Hotel Federation president in Donegal is urging the government to differentiate between urban and rural hotels. Paul Diver is calling on the government to not completely scrap the lower VAT rate for hospitality. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, August the 29th. The death has occurred of John Mullen, Kirkstown, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening and from 12 noon tomorrow, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Wake with family and friends welcome. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. funeral from there on Thursday, going to St Junan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv, followed by burial in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice. Care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Victor Gibson, 27 Knocknamona Park, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence from 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. tomorrow and from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Thursday. Funeral leaving from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Cornwall Parish Church, Letterkenny, followed by burial afterwards in Ballymore Graveyard, Dunfanaghy. House private, please. Close family, friends and neighbours welcome. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desire to the Irish Heart Foundation. Care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Charlie Dorian, Tonduff, Cloughan. Charlie's remains are reposing at the family home with rosary each night at 8 o'clock. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at Our Lady of Perpetual Succour Chapel, Glenfinn. Burial afterwards in Kilwara Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations to St Joseph's Hospital Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Marley Funeral Directors. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcmmedia.tv. And the death has taken place of Elizabeth Lochry, née Farrell, 197 Lower Main Street, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.